Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sure is the Bird Sound Hall. NFL free agency day number 3. We broadcast today from McGurk's in Roseford. Entire broadcast brought to us by NovaCare Rehabilitation, Power of Physical Therapy. Be at McGurk's this weekend for their annual St. Paddy's Day Bash. Obviously be here today for the Birdstown Hall as the radio station will be broadcasting through 7 o'clock tonight. So our show, Joe and Hugh's show, and then Spike, Ike, and Jack. Obviously all of it till 7 tonight. Elliot is at the Surfside Free Agency Desk, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Merrill Reese with us right now as well. Elliot, the league year starts at 4. So
correct.
So deals can start being official at 4, but obviously the unofficial variety can occur before that, like they have the last 2 days. What time today do you think the activity starts? That desk that you're at starts, you know, telling us some breaking news.
Well, so the Eagles are the only team that has not signed an external free agent. So hopefully it's
really
soon. They're the only team in the league that's not signed a free agent outside of their own, like a re-signing. So hopefully soon. Look, it could be any minute. I mean, it's not like Howie's sleeping in this morning, right? He's going to be able to – he'll be up. He'll be trying
probably
to –
probably the next hour or two you'll start
hearing
stuff, right?
Yeah, I think
right?
sure.
All right, by the way, time's yours. Obviously, so far, the ledger doesn't look good for the Eagles. Now, to a large extent, this is unavoidable because you have so many great players. It's a salary cap world. Free agency exists. Players leave. The CJGJ thing certainly was a surprise. Here's what you can do to react. Not only join us on the regular phone lines – but the time's yours line. Wechter tells me we are, at this moment, a little light on time's yours calls for our 9:45 segment today. Whatever you're feeling about what's going on so far with free agency, good or bad, get it off your chest. Time's yours today, 215-238-4500. You can make the show 9:45 today. You've got to get that call in somewhat soon, 215-238-4500. To join us in Time's Yours. Merrill, do you worry about the Goddard, Slay, and Becton thing? I mean, we became attached to these guys. They were very good. Simple reality, you can't keep everybody.
You
can. Does it concern you that the roster is getting picked pretty hard by other teams?
I'm not surprised. I'm not as worried about safety as a lot of people are, because I think Sidney Brown is going to be a great player. I think he's got tremendous desire. I think he's got great athleticism, as we saw with a 95-yard interception against Arizona 2 years ago. And I think he's going to come in healthy. I think that Sidney Brown will add a lot to this team immediately.
If they lose Goddard, that hurts them.
Yes.
He's a really good player.
He's a really, really good player.
And Slay's been an outstanding Eagle.
He has, but he's going to be 36.
Yes, he is.
So you're better off when you're in that mid-30 range making the move you have to make.
John, gut feeling, those three. Goddard, Slay, and Becton. How many do they keep?
I think
It's zero, right?
Becton is possible. Steal yourself for zero. But one is likely.
James, which is more likely, zero or one?
I don't think you should be panicked about the situation at all.
Well, I don't think I'm panicked.
I think you're forgetting the fact that we are, I don't know, a day into the first portion of how teams add, how teams transform themselves.
Do you hear what Elliott said? They don't have an external. Only team in the league.
We signed the best back in the NFL.
To be fair, they already had that.
We had Zach Bond.
It's fun for Saquon, but it didn't actually make the team better.
By the way, Elliott, when Zach Bond makes 8 times or 9 times more than he did last year, he doesn't become 8 or 9 times better, right?
Correct.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Correct.
Look, I mean, again, I'm not complaining. I want to be clear to everyone listening. I'm not complaining.
Sounds a little complaining if we're being honest about it.
I'm sad and I'm bummed. And
I think sad is fair. I think disappointed is when you get a little, like, we expected it. We literally did our show on Monday saying emotionally prepare yourself to lose a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And to this point, GJ is the only player we lost that we didn't expect to lose. He's the only one. Like, everyone else we thought was gone. So just to keep that in perspective, I'm bummed that they're gone, but it feels like I was more prepared for it.
I know, but I'll say this. If the Eagles and Chiefs line up today, or, like, let's say Monday.
The Eagles win, like, 40-30 instead of 40-6.
I don't know. I mean, if you don't have Goddard and Slay and Becton, maybe the Chiefs are
way better still.
I think we've got half a year to continue to field the team, Joe.
I think today and tomorrow are big days, though. Like, they do have to add somebody. We can all sit here and say what we were expecting, and I agree. But I don't think any of us would have said that essentially – by the third wave of free agency, they would have added zero people. So, I mean, today and tomorrow, I would like to see them add somebody.
But you know what, Elliott? I have to say this. The Eagles' greatest needs this year are the thickest part of the draft.
100%.
Yep. This is where the draft is strongest. Interior linemen, edge rushers. This is the best part of this draft.
Tight end.
You know what? There's not a quarterback out there who's as good as any of the top five drafted last year.
I agree with that. Yeah, I don't think Cam Ward is as good as anyone taken in.
No, I agree. Their needs do match up with the draft. That being said, I'm all for playing the young players. I get that. You do want to add some veteran players. I mean, they're going to be playing in big games next year.
And they will.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the time has to come eventually. Like, it can't be next week.
There are players who are cut, who are great players. I mean, things
aren't
go,
free yet.
You know?
But I mean, again, they are the only team that's not signed some bunch. So let's not act like this is normal.
I'm with you on that, Elliott.
I agree with you, but Howie did say, literally, this is not going to be normal. It's not what you expect.
Yeah.
He actually said those words.
That doesn't mean we have to accept it.
Say it again, Ray.
I said, but just because Howie said it, we don't have to, like...
But we just won the Super Bowl. This is what happens when you win. It comes with the territory.
Just because Howie said it's normal doesn't mean I have to view it as normal.
Correct. Yeah, or like it.
No, but you could have patience with it. I don't have to either.
Yeah,
I know you don't have to. I'm just saying, I think it's a mistake not to.
The thing about the NFL that is so obvious, and the Eagles' roller coaster in recent years speaks to this, you can go up really fast. You can go down really fast. Now, I don't think they're going to be down, but I will tell you this. Between the players they've lost, the hellacious schedule that has come, and we'll know the schedule in about a month or two, but we know the opponents, and we know it's brutal with a capital B.
Is it?
Oh, it's brutal.
I never know that.
I'm gonna get it for you in the next 5 minutes, Merrill. Wait till you hear who they play.
You don't know when they play them.
Yeah. No,
and you don't know who's healthy.
Of course, you don't know who's up and who's down.
We don't know.
I never look at a schedule and put down W's.
But
and
we
L's.
Know it's harder to play the Bills in Carolina,
and
right?
Again, 2 years ago they lost 5 defensive starters, and then 2 years later they won the Super Bowl in absolutely dominant fashion, had the best team we've ever seen. I get your point, but they've shown that they can lose really good players and recover.
Well, they have, but I'll remind people of this. The Eagles have been, prior to this last one, in 4 other Super Bowls, and in the 4 years that followed, they won 1 combined playoff game.
Yeah.
Sure, so, but you know, then they won the Super Bowl the year after
this time. I understand.
And this is the regime and the group that we're talking about.
I get it. All right, let's go to the phones. And the other thing I was going to say is injuries. I mean, maybe they have found some magic formula. I mean, maybe they really have. But I tend to think it's more luck that they weren't that injured in 22 and 24. And, you know, at some point they're going to have more injuries than they've had. I mean, it's They've been very fortunate with the lack of injuries in 22 and 24. Very fortunate.
And maybe we'll continue to be lucky because we have a really good medical staff and athletic trainers. And we have
sports science and all that.
The sports science.
Maybe not. We lift to protect our bodies
and augment our bodies.
They're not beaten up, John, going into the season.
And they have a smart way of preparing it.
All right, so the phones we go. Let's talk to Andy right now. Bird's Town Hall from McGurk's in Royersford. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are we doing, everybody?
Doing great, Andrew.
All right. Well, so first of all, did you guys hear this thing that the afternoon show started yesterday where they're going to, every Friday, they're going to award the belt?
Was that before or after CJ was traded?
It was after.
Okay.
What is the belt? What are they awarding?
So basically, it's only going to be open to WIP, staffers. So whoever has the best take or the best view on something, every Friday they're going to award.
Well, if it's about the best, then I'm going to win it every week.
That you were mentioned as someone who probably would never win it. They were joking, obviously.
What do you got? So, Andy, do you like this idea or is that a bad idea?
Well, so I like it.
I'll take a belt or two.
Always good, but I'm going to preemptively award this week's belt to ESP for a couple of reasons.
Wow, so I like this. Go ahead.
So 13 hours on air today is the same or possibly a little bit less time than the camera's going to spend in the bath this week. So I think that's pretty impressive.
All the days combined, could go either way.
He's giving you a run for your money. Number two, Elliot, you said yesterday that Love is Blind is your favorite reality show. 100%. I'm a former reality show producer, so you're speaking my language.
And I love
three,
it.
And this is the big one. You have a plan to bring us the Dorian Thompson-Robinson training camp stats we need this summer.
That's exactly right. I do think Joe diminished that acquisition a little bit earlier.
Yeah, third string QB.
Yeah. It was like a quarterback named.
Like I know anything about this.
That was the point. You're like, what do I know?
What do I know about this guy?
DTR, man. You're not down with DTR?
He'll probably never play a snap for the Eagles in a meaningful game. I mean, probably. All right, Andy.
Hopefully.
Andy, give me an answer for a fictional plan.
Fictional plan, Inigo Montoya. He spent his whole life planning exactly what he was going to say when he met the six-finger man.
You got it, man. That is a good answer right there. Let's talk to Jack. He's calling from Newtown. Good morning, Jack. Yo, Jack.
Sound like Darth Vader there.
Yeah, for real.
We'll get back to him.
But Jack is sleepy.
Let's go to Tom. He's calling from Springfield. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John. Good morning, Rhea. And a special good morning to Merrill. Obviously an honor to speak to you this morning. Joe, I told Wechter when he picked up the line, I heard you. Obviously been on hold for a little bit. But I heard you. I said I needed to talk you off the ledge.
Okay. I don't think I'm on the ledge as much as these guys are saying, but go ahead.
Joe seemed to think that your toes were maybe just over.
Tom, let me just ask you a question. Aren't you concerned?
Okay. So, am I concerned? Yes.
Okay.
But here's the reality of the situation, which is why I need to talk you off the ledge. Okay. Did a little homework while I was on hold. Do you know how many Eagles, how many players left the roster following the 2017 season when obviously the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Players or starters? Players or starters?
Players total between 2017.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, if I had to guess out of 53 players, probably 21.
You're pretty close, Joe. It was pretty good. It was 23.
Okay.
And I'm looking down the list, and almost everybody is like, oh, he played 2 years or is no longer in the league. And, I mean, I have the list up. I could run down it, but there's no need for that. It's March 12th. Let Howie cook. It's Howie season. He's going to figure this out one way or the other because he's going to find a guy in the draft or he's going to find an undervalued guy or he's going to find somebody. We're not playing a game next week. We've got, like John said, 6 months to figure this out. Or whatever the timetable is.
So, can I just push back quickly on this? Because I mostly agree with your point, but to defend Joe for a little bit, like, you bring up that how in the last two Super Bowls the roster turned over a lot. They didn't win a playoff game, or they won one playoff game in 2018, and they didn't win a playoff game in 2023. So we can all agree that for the long-term future, maybe they do have to take a step back with their spending, but we also then have to acknowledge that, like, the 2025 Eagles are not going to be as good, more than likely, as the 2024 Eagles. And there is a reason to be concerned if you're Joe about that.
Well, I understand that, but you knew this was going to happen. We talked about, everybody talked about how.
Well, here's where I'll address that. I knew some of this was going to happen. It's been more than I expected.
CJGJ, right, though?
But also the combination of Goddard and Slay and Becton, I think they're all probably gone. Like, I didn't expect all of that.
Well, we expected one of four, right? We talked about Bond. We expected the other three of the big four to go. We thought that Slay was a real possibility to be gone. We talked about God. I mean, these are all things we talked about.
Yeah, but I didn't think it would be all of them, and it might be all of them other than Bond. It might be all of them.
But Bond was what mattered most, and we said that going in.
Well, yeah, but the other seven guys matter, too.
Bond is what matters most.
Yeah, but what matters most?
We might have to sacrifice. Nah. We might have to cut corners. That's what we just did. And we have the rest of this next period, a lot of time, to make up for what we've just had to do. We had to lop off parts of our team that we don't feel great about. But
no, they did.
We'll get to add youth. Now we'll get to add. It's still free agency, man. It's still just the second day. You know, like free agency, we will add guys. There'll be second wave guys. There'll be third wave guys. So, who knows? Maybe there'll be a Zach Bond and shock everyone.
Yeah, maybe they won't.
Than anyone ever expected.
But maybe they won't.
Odds are good that will not happen. Right.
Joe, can I add two names?
Please do.
Vic Fangio. Yeah. And Jeff Stoutland. Yep. So I don't think the CJGJ move would have been made unless it was run by Vic Fangio, who felt that he could replace him. That's number one. And number two, if Becton leaves, whoever comes in to play right guard will be coached by Jeff Stoutland, who will become a better than adequate player.
Yeah, well,
that was the point to start the show. Everyone in that building is that they collaborate on these decisions. I'm sure, like you said, Stoutland's complicit. Vic Fangio, he's complicit.
Absolutely.
They understand it's a loss. They understand that we're still going to be able to field the team that they feel good about, because that's what this is all about. They
all right,
know
Tom,
how
give
to
me,
make our team
Tom,
better.
From the world of fiction, because obviously Howie's got a plan. Whether it's good or not, he's got a plan. Who from the world of fiction had a plan?
So this is going to be a good one for you if you've seen it. But Mark Watney from The Martian used to sign.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, that is a pretty good call. That movie could have been better. It was pretty good, but it could have been better.
It was okay.
Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Rhea, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hi, JB.
John, you know the human body's born with 300 bones, then eventually ends up with 206?
Wow. How about that?
Hey, a little fun.
It's crazy. The skull is crazy. The skull, you got a bunch of them up there.
They all merged.
JB, what about John Wayne Bobbitt, who ended up with 205?
Oh, God.
That's actually not a bone, but I like where you're going with it.
He's
do you really, JB, do you really like details. Where he went with that? Like, is that really something?
I do. I'll tell you what, he disliked it more than we did. All right, JB, what do you got on the birds?
Sophomore humor. I hate to quote Aaron Rodgers, but R-E-L-A-X. Look, exactly what Murrow was saying. You get two of the greatest offensive line minds and defensive minds in the last 30 years of football. Jeff Salen, you may or may not like the kid from Houston, but he's a monstrous human being. He's a great down blocker. This team is a running team now. We've determined that, right? Where this isn't the.
I sure hope they stay that way. Yeah,
they are, because we're not.
Well, as long as they have as long as they have Saquon, they should. Obviously, if he gets injured, that could change the equation.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Saquon gets injured, the season's over. Let's just be honest. And we have again, the top three running back in the last 10 years? Maybe it's him, Derrick Henry, and I don't know where else we even go besides that. So, I think that you don't have to worry too much about it. I think Milton Williams is going to be another – he's going to be great in New England, because he gets to be lined up next to, Christian Barrymore, and that defense is going to be loaded for bear. But that being said, he benefited from coming off of Carter's double team. Like, nobody even knew who Milton Williams was 3 years ago besides me, John, and maybe two other people. Like, can you tell me what his stats were in college?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He was a Louisiana Tech guy. But he fit in.
But, JB, I think he's more than a guy who benefited from Jalen Carter. He is a guy who benefited from Jalen Carter, but I think he's more than that. That's like saying Clyde Simmons is a guy that purely benefited from
Reggie. Williams is Clyde Simmons?
No, but I'm saying, like, did Clyde benefit from Reggie? Yes. But was Clyde legitimate on his own? Yes.
Yeah, I think Milton Williams is good.
I think Milton Williams is legitimate on his own.
Welcome aboard. We were trying to tell you for 2 years that Milton Williams was good.
But, you know, Joe, how excited were you last year when you heard that the Eagles had acquired Mekhi Becton?
Not at all.
Zach Bond, same thing.
Of course. But the flip side of that, Merrill, is for every two of them, there are plenty that don't work out.
Sure, but lately, Howie has had a lot more hits than misses.
That's fair. That's right. All right, JB, I need an answer for who had a plan.
Real quick, can I tell you, I think that all these fourth-round picks that Howie has this season wouldn't surprise me if you see him work his magic and go in there and grab, you know, Kenneth Grant from Michigan, or he goes up and grabs Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. Both great interior linemen, who then you put next to Jalen Carter, all of a sudden we're like, oh, Milton who? So
we'll see. JB, who had a plan?
How about Danny Ocean from Ocean?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, great answer.
Right. He's got a plotter.
A lot of good calls here today. Jack in Newtown. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I have a question here with regard to the Eagles. Tanner McKee. Are we going to be satisfied with him being the backup, or are they looking for somebody else?
Oh, I think they're very satisfied.
Yeah, he's a good backup. Jack, what was going on earlier with you?
Were you sleeping?
I was.
Hey, fellas, that's awesome.
When you get to be my age, you take it when you can get it.
I appreciate that. That's good.
Did Elliot bore you?
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened there. Yeah.
I think it was you, Joe. All right. I have this question. This is with regard to me. I played in a football game against a gentleman who was a Heisman Trophy winner, College and Pro Hall of Fame, and two-time Super Bowl MVP. It was not in college. It was not in high school or BYO basketball.
A two-time Super Bowl MVP.
What was the question?
Yes.
Merrill, what do you think here? A two-time Super Bowl MVP that was in the College and Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What do you think, Merrill?
The College and Pro Football?
That's what he just said.
Well, I mean, there's a couple options. Well,
Troy Aikman?
I mean, Joe Montana?
No, Montana won three.
Oh, just only a two-time.
Two-time MVP of the Super Bowl, he said. I don't know.
I mean, it's got to be a quarterback.
I'll go with Bradshaw.
Jim Plunkett.
Ooh, Plunkett's a good answer.
No, because didn't the Raider
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the answer, Jack?
Oh, yeah, Mark Salvador.
Oh, Roger Staubach. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
All right.
I was playing for, not very good, Quantico Marines against Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Very cool. All right, Jack, in all due respect for that way back story, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles was Tanner McKee. Now
Tanner McKee. We got you. All right, give me who had a plan, Jack.
Norman Dale.
Pass the ball.
Yeah.
Can we say that he should have just said give the ball to Jimmy more often? Maybe yes. You don't need to pass. Maybe you don't need to pass it four times when you have a superstar on your court.
Fence.
Like, just let Jimmy shoot.
Merrill, what's the best sports movie of all time?
Well, my favorite football movie is Everybody's All-American.
I love it.
Super one. Got what about Remember the Titans? Do you like Remember the Titans?
That's Cindy's favorite. She sees that every time it's on.
Joe despises
that's the best football movie.
Remember the Titans.
But my favorite easily is Everybody's All-American. Dennis Quaid, Jessica Lange.
I love that, too.
It's just a great
movie. Dennis Quaid was
really good.
The
original Longest Yard is great with Burt Reynolds.
But do you feel any animosity toward Joe for disparaging Remember the Titans? Because it is your wife's favorite movie.
It is her favorite movie. But
it's almost a slap in the face of Cindy that Joe feels the way he feels.
I think that is what it is.
Yeah, but Merrill and I are both big Jessica Lange fans. So, I mean, that's what...
You know. What does that have to do with Remember the Titans?
She wasn't in Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Maybe Remember the Titans would have been better if they had Jessica Lange instead of Hayden Panettiere or whatever her name is.
That came from a Frank DeFord book.
Did you look Jessica Lange as a child in that?
No, give me that was the real Jessica Lange.
Everybody's All-American came from a Frank DeFord book, who was a famous author.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
And it was based loosely on the life of Billy Cannon.
That's cool.
It's a great
movie.
Love
I think
the
Slapshot
movie.
Is the best sports movie.
It's been
movie,
a long time since I've seen that movie.
Great
but if you're talking about favorite sports movies, then I love Bagger Vance and The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Yeah.
Two great golf movies.
So the second one I saw, first one
Bagger
I
Vance
have
with
not.
Matt Damon? That sure.
And Charlize Theron.
Right, yeah, and Charlize
Theron.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good movie.
All right, let's talk
I mean, I could watch Charlize Theron sitting in a chair for 2 hours.
Oh, my God, Merrill.
God bless you, Merrill.
Same, Merrill.
That was a good line.
I think that's it.
Merrill, you
that's
may
a
have...
a common
you
feeling.
May have just won drop of the week. You know, I'm just saying. All right, we don't get to dirty Merrill. Much. We need more dirty Merrill.
Nothing dirty about
it's
that.
It's not dirty. It's appreciative.
It's because she's a great actress.
Merrill.
She's an Oscar winning actress,
wait a minute,
Joe.
Wait a minute. Right now I'm watching Cindy sitting in the
chair. All right, let's hear it for Cindy Reese,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Merrill's wife is here today. Bravo. At McGurk's. How about that?
Bravo.
And come hang out at McGurk's if you can. The radio station will be broadcasting until 7 o'clock today, our show till 10. And then a few of us will be part of Joe and Hugh's show once they begin at 10 o'clock today. Also, Joe and Hugh will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Mel will hear for another 15 minutes. Let's talk to Violet right now. Good morning, Violet.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Violet?
How's everybody?
Super.
Is Mr. Reese still there?
I am.
I just wanted to say, what an absolute honor. I cannot imagine listening to anybody else. You are just amazing, and I absolutely adore you.
Thank you.
Shout out to
Violet. I wanted to get back to what's going on. So at first, when I first called this morning, I was really freaking out. But now that I've kind of settled in and I've listened to the show this morning and I've been doing some research, it might not be so bad. I mean, maybe we just need to trust what Howie is planning. I mean, I don't know what he's planning. You know, maybe he just thinks that Fangio is just that good that whoever we do bring in, that he can bring out the best in them. So,
well, maybe. But, Violet, let me ask you a question. Are the Eagles worse today than they were a month ago? There's a very simple answer here. But go ahead. What's the answer? Are they worse than a month ago? Yes or no?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means something. It doesn't. It doesn't mean everything, but it certainly means something.
Now, I will say that you do bank on players getting better too. Like Jalen Hurts, you expect him to be better next year than this year.
Nolan Smith,
Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. These guys, you expect to grow and get better.
Yeah.
So, I do think that is something we haven't talked about. That you know is a part of their calculus
it's a
as
part,
well.
It's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think we need to wait and see how it all plays out. I really do. I mean, it may not be so bad. It just may not be so
bad. It's not going to be so bad. It's going to be really good because we have a really strong organization who continues to field strong teams.
We'll see.
Howie's got a lot of time to continue to add. This is just the beginning.
All right, Violet, give me who had a plan. You can win the Bare Naked Ladies tickets.
Well, I'm going way back. The Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner. Now, what was the plan? Go chase the...
Yeah, but he never caught it.
Well, the plan didn't work.
Yeah.
He did have a plan, though.
And was the plan
just
chase?
It was Wile E. Coyote.
Well, first of all, the plan doesn't have to work. Yeah. We said that earlier.
That's true. Oh, right, okay. But what's the plan? Just chase? Like, I don't know if that's like maybe super detailed plan.
The Roadrunner didn't have a plan. Yeah, the Roadrunner is just doing his thing, and Wile E. Coyote is the one who has the plan.
Maybe he was setting up some stuff.
Just to run away.
Well, he clearly had a plan. It just didn't work.
Yeah, I think there was a plan.
The plan is catching.
The Roadrunner had no plan.
No, he's just running. Wile E. Coyote's the one with the plans. They didn't work. Roadrunner just runs away.
No, I don't think
what are you talking about?
The Coyote's the one doing the chasing.
That's what we're trying to say, Joe. She's got it backwards.
Yes.
All right, Twitter poll questions of the day. They're all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First question, are you happy with what has happened with Eagles free agency so far, yes or no? Second question, whose departure bothers you the most? Four choices. We don't have Gainwell and some others on here, but we've got CJ, GJ, Isaiah Rogers, Josh Sweat, Milt Williams. And the third poll question, did CJ, GJ's social media actions last week contribute to him being traded? Yes or no? You can vote on that as well at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, more with Merrill. More with Merrill Reese coming up in 1 minute as we continue our broadcast here from McGurk's.
If you're shopping for an engagement ring, do not make a purchase until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. You're getting the best value on these hand-selected diamonds, and these come directly from the world's premier diamond cutters, but only after Benari declines most of the diamonds presented to them. They're extremely selective, and they only return with the best of the best stones. That's why I tell you, the value is next level. Then there are the designers. Benari carries the most sought-after bridal designers and one-of-a-kind rings that you just can't get at big-box jewelry stores. If you don't find exactly what she wants, Benari will handcraft an engagement ring to her specifications. But to be clear, Benari has thousands of rings to choose from. You're focused on popping the big question. Benari provides something you won't see anywhere else, an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That diamond that you purchase will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Like I said, do not buy an engagement ring until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It's the Birdstown Hall from McGurk's and Roche for the day. Broadcast brought to us by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Join McGurk's this weekend for the annual St. Paddy's Day bash. Merrill, a couple more minutes here with us. You know, Merrill, obviously today's been largely about who's left and what it means. I mean, who left and what it means. But there is a lot left. Saquon is still here, a number of people. I'm curious, from your years, and your years certainly go back to prior to being a broadcaster of the games. I mean, as a kid, you were a fan
of
the Eagles.
Sure.
Do you think what Saquon did in 2024... was it the greatest season an Eagles ever had?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, wait. It's the greatest season an Eagles back has
ever
had.
I'm asking Eagles player.
But you can't say that because he's a running back. I mean, there. How about the year that Reggie White had over 20 sacks?
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Reggie 87 versus Saquon versus a Van Buren, a Bednarik. I mean,
well, see, that's why you can't say ever.
This is what we do on talk radio, though.
I know, but you can't say it's the best season anyone ever had because you can't go back into ancient history with Van Buren or Van Brocklin or Bednarik or McDonald or Carmichael or Mike Quick had some amazing seasons.
But none of them accumulated more yards than anyone else.
Yeah, so it's and won a Super Bowl,
winning the Super Bowl, yeah.
Well, from that standpoint, yes.
Well, to be fair, Van Brocklin and Van Buren did win the championship of their time.
Yes, they did. You
know, it wasn't all the Super Bowl.
That's why I never say ever, and that's why even at the end of the game, I said this is the best Eagles team in modern history because the game was better, the body sizes were different, they weren't as fast. It's a totally different game.
Yeah, Merrill, do you think Sirianni's here a long time? I mean, he's certainly an age that he could be. You think he's going to want to do this for a long time?
I hope so. I mean, there are some coaches who last and are effective for, like John Harbaugh. He's been effective for a long time. I think sometimes coaches have to be changed because there's a shelf life. I think if I were a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I would say it's time for Mike Tomlin to move on. He's been a great coach. And he's won a couple of Super Bowls, but they don't seem to have the answer anymore. And last year they fell apart at the end. Yeah. So same thing with Andy. At the end of his stay here, Andy was ready and the Eagles were ready for a change. And Andy has gone on with his greatest success.
Sure has. Merrill, you know what I think is a big advantage for the Eagles? The Vic Fangio thing. And I mean not only how good he is, but his age. And the fact that, I mean, here we just had an NFL hiring cycle. Nobody interviewed him. I mean, I think Vic Fangio is going to be here for the next 6 to 8 years.
Oh, I do so.
And just be the guy.
Well, he made it known at the end of the season. He had no ambitions to be a head coach. He loves being back in this area. He loves coaching the defense.
Yeah.
One of my biggest quarrels with the Hall of Fame is the fact that there are no spots for defensive and offensive coordinators. Yeah. I mean, Bud Carson should be in the Hall of Fame just as a defensive coordinator. Jim Johnson should be in the Hall of Fame as an offensive, defensive coordinator, of course. But there are other great offensive coordinators who belong in there. They give it to head coaches, but I think one of the brightest people I've ever met in my entire career was Bud Carson. He was like, if you knew him, and he had two head coaching stints that were failures, but if you knew him, he had the demeanor of a literature professor at Princeton. I mean, he looked like a college professor. And yet, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons, they worshipped him.
And he was walking into a tough spot replacing Buddy, and he won them over quickly.
He really did.
Hey, Merrill, go ahead.
I have a question about this, the current team, as we look at it, a lot of talk right now about Dallas Goedert maybe not being an Eagle next year. We know that Jalen seemed to have a nice rapport with Calcaterra. Is that something that you've been able to see as you're getting ready for games? They connect through the air, that's for sure. We know that they spent a year together at Oklahoma. Have you been able to see any examples of them getting along better than, you know, you'd normally expect for a quarterback to tight end?
No, because I really am not privy to that on an everyday basis, although I know there's a lot of harmony. This has been a great locker room. This is a great locker room, and I think Dallas Goedert is an exceptional player. I'd hate to see him leave. I mean, he makes big plays, and he is a great yak guy. The yards after the catches that he comes up with on almost every reception are exceptional. He's a terrific player. The only negative about Dallas Goedert is that he has missed a bunch of games.
Sure, I agree with you.
Merrill, it's been a real honor to do this last hour with you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Mr. Merrill Reese, Eagles Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer.
Well, Joe and John and James, I have to tell you, and Rhea, wherever you are, I am a listener every day. So the first thing I do in the morning is put on you guys and just enjoy the show every day.
Thank you, Merle. Rhea's back in the studio today. She got a bad back, so
may
drive in a further distance.
Hi, Rhea. I miss you.
I love Merle. I miss you.
That's why we can't see her today. Yeah. And Merle, one suggestion for your off season, because you got, you know, 5-6 months till you crank this up. Drive out of Canton, Ohio, and go say hi to yourself out there.
The drive last year was enough. You know when I'll go back.
They put me in the Hall of Fame. I'd go every off season.
You know, you would, Joe. You might go out weekly.
You know when I will go back to Canton, Ohio?
When's that?
When Mike Quick gets in.
Well,
because he really deserves it.
We all love Mike. The career was shorter than it could have been. I think Seth is the guy. Look, I think we all know Mike.
Well, either
Mike,
one.
Mike would have been in. I think the shortened career really hurt him dramatically. Seth absolutely should be in.
Sure.
But it's a shame. Mike was probably the second or third best wide receiver of the 80s,
listen,
behind only Rice.
I'll tell you who else really deserved to be in, because he was the best linebacker of his era.
Bill?
Bill Berge.
Yeah.
Bill Berge.
Yeah.
And we miss him every day.
No question about it. The great Merle Reese. Merle, have a great all season. We'll talk to you as we move over the next couple months.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.